I believe I have seen some of you before. Although we are meeting at different places, and yet we are still in the Lord, so I'm joyful for you. Our brother just prayed that now we are seeing spring. And yet we realize we just experienced a very tough winter. And yet we have been through the winter. So it reminds us about the journey in life. There is a spring, there is a winter. There is daytime, there is nighttime. No matter what. And yet God is always with us. God is always accompanying us in our journey. Praise to the Lord. And today I would like to share a topic. It's the glorious building. I pick a very easy topic. Because this is the topic that we are focusing during our summit. So today it's more like a conceptual overview of the Sunday school.
我们看神怎么样带领我们，在哪些的特别的，他给我们的意思，他在他。Let us
see how God is leading us through the passage.
出埃及记是一本很丰富又很迷人的书。Exodus
is a book full of abundant knowledge and is very attractive.
我们从小时候主日学就把很多的圣经的故事是从这里面出来。
I remember when I was young, we have heard many stories from the children of Sunday school from this book.
然后经过几十年的时间回来看，哎，好像这故事还是一样的故事。
And through after decades, when I return back to the passage, I've seen the story still the same.
但是对我们基督徒的人生，对我们教会却有不同的内涵。
And yet, it reflects a totally different level of meaning to us and to the church.
出埃及记结束在一个场景。
The book of Exodus closes at a particular picture.
他说耶和华的荣光充满了会幕。
The picture is the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
看在他们所行的路上，我所行。
It's just like the way they have traveled.
哦，这是很令人羡慕的画面。This
is a picture that really makes us envy.
如果我们属神的百姓在教会里面，我们聚集在一起的时候，神的荣耀就充满了。Can
you imagine when all the brothers and sisters gather in the assembly that His glory is filled in the midst?
我们每天走的道路都有主与我们同在。
That the daily walk we experience. We do experience His company. We are living in a glorious life. Our service is a glorious service. What a beautiful picture. Actually, there are two things being talked about in the book of Exodus.
这两件事情让一群在埃及已经待了400多年的奴隶。
Those two things remind those people who have been enslaved in Egypt for 400 years. A group of people who were idol
worshippers.
Now they can repent and return back to God. To become the people of God. So that God can dwell in the midst of them. To become a people filled with God's glory. We're not talking about something simple here. But something very difficult. God is doing something impossible. The first is redemption. Second is building. Oftentimes we remember redemption.
但是我们常忘了，神救赎的目的是要建造他的百姓。
And we forget The purpose of redemption is for God to build His people.
我们今天很多很多的经文。
Today we are going to go through a lot of passages.
但是它带出来意思是很简单的。
And yet they all carry out a very simple message.
我们求神来帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们是不是按照神要我们的样子来建造我们的人生？
Are we following God's command to build our lives and build His church?
我们是不是将基督和教会成为我们侍奉的中心？
Are we put Christ and church as the center of our service?
我们是不是以建造人、建造他的百姓为我们侍奉的影响？
Are we treating building people and God's people as the vision of our service?
那盼望神的教导。
May God help us and instruct us.
我们看下一张好吗？
Can we go to the next slide?
神说他看到了他百姓的痛苦。
So God said He has seen His people were suffering.
他听到百姓他们哀嚎的声音。
So He had heard the cry of His people.
所以他就下来。
And therefore He came down to save them.
脱离埃及人的手。
To rescue them out of the hands of Egyptians.
领他们到美好宽阔牛奶与蜜之地。
So he can lead them into the land flow with milk and honey.
所以在十五章的时候，摩西他这样的歌唱。
And therefore, in chapter 15, Moses sang like this.
耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救。
Jehovah God is my strength and my song, and He became my salvation.
所以神在我们不认识他的时候，他就看到我们的需要。
And before God knew us, He already understood. He has heard our cry and understood our need.
他听见我们里面痛苦哀嚎。
He has heard the weeping inside of our heart.
他主动下来来拯救我们。
He took the initiative to come down to the earth to save us.
我们看下一章。
The next one.
我们在出埃及记里面看到，神把以色列人从埃及人手中救出来。
What we have seen is that God has saved the Israelites from the hands of Egyptians.
有十个灾。
It goes through the 10 plagues.
他用这十个灾来代表击打这个在埃及的偶像。
And using those 10 plagues to strike.The idols in Egypt.
用这十个灾来让法老的心，法老臣服在上帝的大能前面。
To use this template to make the heart of Pharaoh to submit before the Lord.
来释放上帝的百姓。
In order to release the people from God.
更重要的是，神在出埃及记里面将上帝的选民从他自己的圣洁公义里面救出来。
And however, what's most important is that God has saved His own people for His holiness.
我们常常很少这样想到。
Oftentimes, we haven't thought about it.
他十个灾临到埃及人。
We have seen 10 plagues being sent to the Egyptians.
他也临到以色列。
The same plagues have been to His people.
他要杀埃及的长子做独生的。
God struck the firstborns of the Egyptians. In the same way, he can also strike the firstborn of Israel. All us sinners, we have nothing to boast before the Lord.
在神的公义圣洁的面前，我们每一个人都要死无悔改。
Before the righteousness and holiness of the Lord, the only consequence we could face.Should face is death.
我们不能说神为什么将灾祸临到这些人身上。
We cannot accuse God, saying, "Why do you send? What did you send down the plagues to those people?"
为什么好人要遭受到坏的事情
？Why good people should suffer?
为什么无辜的人要受到这样不公平的对待？要有这样的灾祸临到他们身上
？Why the innocent should suffer calamity?
在神的面前。
And yet before the Lord.
没有一个人可以夸口说他值得活在他的面前。
No one could boast that they have a right to live before the Lord.
但神凭着他的信实、永远的慈爱，他
And yet, because of His mercy, His faithfulness, and His love, He rescued His own people out of the hands of Egyptians. Next one.
所以上帝在大概一千祖前一千四百六十六年的时候，将以色列人从埃及里面带出来。
And therefore, 1,144 years before before Christ, God saved His own people out of the hand of
Egypt.
All the Israelites came out.
这里讲耶和华的军队都从埃及地出来。
It mentioned that all people came out of Egypt.
凡是神拣选的，他一个都不失掉。
All people who were elect, none of them was lost.
我们这里看到,
what we can see here
神的拯救人一点功劳都没有,
that there is no credit toward man from the rescue of God.
从埃及,从世界里面被拯救出来。
We have been saved from the world, from Egypt.
是神主动的工作。
It's all because of God's work.
我们一点一点作为人。
There's no credit we can claim.
我们问一件事情,上帝你为什么救?
Perhaps we should ask, God, why do you save us?
你上帝你为什么爱?
Why do you love me?
上帝你为什么把我从世界,从罪恶,从死亡里面救出来?
God, why do you rescue me and save me out of sin, out of slavery, out of death?
这是基督徒应该问的问题。
This should be the question for all the Christians to ask.
因为我们不配拥有这些。
Because we are not worthy of enjoying it.
下一节,下一章,
Next slide.
上帝的拯救是他主动的作为。
God's salvation is all from His initiative.
也是他大能的作为。
It is also His mighty work.
摩西对百姓说,不要害怕,只管站住。
Moses told his people, don't be afraid, just stand firm.
耶和华必为你们征战,你们只管静默,不要作声。
It is the Lord who will fight for you. All you need to do is be quiet.
我们不但被救出来,
not only we were rescued,
神要一直救,
and God is going to save us until the end.
救恩不是一点,
salvation is not just a point in life,
救恩是一个旅程,
but rather a journey.
我们在这旅程里面,
In this journey, we continue to experience His salvation continuously. When we see something we couldn't overcome, when we see affliction and pain,
我们孤单,
when we are alone,
难受,
when we are in pain,
我们有生离,
perhaps there is a departure,
我们有死别,
and perhaps we need to say goodbye to someone who died.
神告诉我,
and yet God reminds us.
寂寞,
just be quiet.
看看神,
don't make a sound. Just see how God is going to fight
for us.
Be still.
让神来工作,
let God to do the work.
当我们看到没有道路的时候,
when we see there is no way in front of us,
神为我们开道路,
that God is going to open a way for us.
基督徒的道路是在海里,
the way of Christian is under the ocean.
基督徒的道路不是世界上看得到的,
the way of Christian is not the way of this world. He will show His way to us.
下一次。
Next. And yet, once we received the salvation, we became quite forgetful. We asked, what is the ultimate purpose for God to save us?
当上帝把以色列人带离开埃及，经过了红海。 经过了沙漠,
when God has rescued His people and Moses led the people before Mount Sinai, we all of a sudden we see a God who is full of emotion. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain and said,
我们看到一个上帝是发布的
we see here is a God who is full of emotion, who couldn't wait to release His love with people. And therefore, He called Moses.
And say, 你要将这些事情告诉以色列人。
Continue to say, this is what you are to say to the house of Jacob.
我已经将你们带出来，你们都看见了。I
have done the deeds, and you have seen my action.
你还要看见一件事情。And
you need to see one thing.
你要看见，我要像一个老鹰一样，把你们像个小鹰一样带过来，归到他自己。And
you must see me and picture me as I carry you on eagle's wing and board you to myself.
带来的归。I'm
going to bring you to myself.
这是上帝永恒的心意。And
this is the eternal plan of God.
他要让他百姓归给他。So
that these people can once again return back to Him.
这是永远不变的爱情。
And this is the eternal love God has for us.
他花了代价。
He has paid the price.
到一个地步，将他儿子钉在十字架上，他也要这么做。
To a point that He has nailed His only Son and been crucified on the cross for us.
他对以色列人的这样爱，也是这样爱。And
it's the same way, same love He gave to Israelite, the same way He's going to give to us.
我们就像一群人，他拖着我们。
We are like a group of people being carried on eagle's wing and brought to God.
下一章。第五节说，如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守了我的约，就要在万民中做我属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。Verse
5 in chapter 19. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant. Then out of all nations, you will be my treasured possession. So he is not only wish that us can be returned back to him. He want us to have a different transformation in our lives. So that we have a different connection, intimacy with the Lord. So that, what does it mean that we need to keep His covenant?
是知道他,
it's to know Him.
明白他,
to understand Him.
拥抱他,
to embrace Him.
以至于我要遵行他,
to a point that we want to submit and obey Him.
遵守约,
to keep the covenant.
代表这是上帝跟我们之间的关系,
it represents the relationship we are going to have with the Lord.
是一个亲密的关系,
it's an intimate relationship.
没有人可以取代的关系,
it is a relationship cannot be replaced by none other.
这个约在上帝的眼里面,
this covenant has been kept in God's mercy.
是上帝跟以色列当中关系里面的核心。
And this is the core of the relationship God has with His people. And this is so holy that it cannot be contaminated.
第六节说，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
And verse 6, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
所以上帝要他的百姓在这世界里面成为一个祭司。
So it is God's idea that for His people to become the priests of His earth.
他是有托付的,
there is an assignment.
他不是只救了以色列,
it's not just to save Israelite.
他让以色列这个民族希望，上帝希望他们成为人跟全世界，神跟全世界的中保。
And yet, it is a mission of the Israelites to become the mediator between God and His creation world.
让神，让全世界人借着他，借着这个民族，能够归到主耶稣，归到上帝来。So
the whole world can know God and return back to God through the race of Israelite.
好，下一张。Next，
所以我们看到到目前为止，看到神在以色列前面的启示。So now we have seen the revelation God has revealed before Israelite.
在十九章，神跟以色列立了西乃之约。
In chapter 19, God has set a covenant before the Israelites, before Mount Sinai.
最有名的是20章10节。
And the most famous chapter is chapter 20, which contains the 10 commandments.
在21章到23章，上帝颁布了约律法。
And in chapter 21 to chapter 23, God has given the law.
所以十诫是律法的。
And therefore, Ten Commandments is the fundamental principle of God's law.
21章、23章讲了律法里面的实际, 它的detail.
And from verse chapter 21 to 23, continue on with the details and practical living of the law.
所以到24章的时候, 摩西将这些约书, 就从20章到23章所写的内容, 他所领受的, 给以色列人,
So from chapter 24 and on, Moses explained the law.
这些以色列人就说，凡耶和华所吩咐的，我们都不遵行。
And Israelites replied to Moses, "We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey."
摩西就将血洒在百姓的身上。
Moses then took the blood, sprinkled on the people.
说这你看，这是立约的血。
And said, "This is the blood of the covenant."
是耶和华照一切话与你们立约的凭证。
That the Lord has made with you in accordance with all this word.
我们想到在主耶稣在世的时候。
As we remember when our Lord was still on this earth.
他说他的约也是用血所立的誓。
He said his covenant being made with us was made through the blood.
神从旧约到新约。
From Old Testament to the New Testament, God has never changed.
之后从25章一直到32章、33章,
from chapter 25 to chapter 33,
我没有列出来他的经文。
I did not list all the verses here.
那是一段经文，我们常在看圣经的时候都会略过去。
This is a portion of passage we often try to skip as we read by.
他说,
it says,
我们先, 看那段经文25章到31章讲到你要先会幕。
From chapter 25 and on, they were told they need to build a tabernacle.
他告诉他们会幕里面所有的摆设, 所有的样子应该是要怎么做。
It talked about the arrangement, the modeling, and the articles that they should place inside of tabernacle.
他立下了神教导他们怎么样来侍奉上帝。
And God has instructed them how to serve the Lord.
我们看下一个。
Next slide.
这段经文你们熟悉的。
This is a passage perhaps many of you are familiar with.
在32章里面。
In chapter 32,
以色列人不能等待摩西回来。
Israelites couldn't wait for the returning of Moses.
所以他们就造了一个金牛犊。
And therefore they made a golden calf.
说这是耶和华。
And saying, "This is Jehovah."
让我们来敬拜。
Let us worship this.
他们离开了。
And therefore they depart from the Lord.
当摩西回到以色列人当中的时候。
When Moses returned back to the midst of Israel,
他非常生气,
he was so furious.
他将法板丢在地上,
he threw down the stone tablet on his hand.
然后惩罚了所有离开上帝的,
and punished all who departed from the Lord.
所有不愿意悔改,
whoever rebelled against the Lord.
那天死了3000人,
and that day, 3,000 people died.
那个时间大概是他们离开埃及大概50天的时候。
It is about 50 days after they left Egypt.
我们想到新约的时候，50天的时候是什么时候？
Can we think about what was 50 days after when the time 50 days being mentioned in the New Testament?
那是圣灵降临在他的门徒信徒的当中。
50 days is the time when the Holy Spirit came down to Christ's disciple.
当彼得上去讲道的时候，有3000个人信主。
When Peter replied and took the response and preached, 3,000 people came to the Lord.
上帝彰显他的同在，在他的使徒，在他的信徒当中显出圣灵的同在和作为。
God has showed His presence in a glorious way through the Holy Spirit in His people.
跟我们看到的完全不一样。
This is a totally different picture of what we have seen right here.
3000人死掉。
3,000 people died.
3,000人就,
and yet 3,000 people were saved.
离开上帝,
3,000 departed from the Lord.
圣灵同在,
and now the dwelling and the presence of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到爱人的本性,
and therefore, through our carnal ability, there is no way for us to reconcile with the Lord.
我们可以雄心壮志说,我要信,我要信上帝,我要遵循你的律法。
And maybe, perhaps, we can boldly claim that I will follow the Lord. I can use my own might to please the Lord.
但是在我们经验里面,在我们人生当中,我们看到,我们如果只有靠自己,我们只有更多的失败。
And yet, through our experience in our own life, we realize the more claim we make, the more failure we are going to experience.
单单为神做事情并不够。
It's not enough just to do the work for the Lord.
我们为耶和华守节，像这群以色列一样来侍奉上帝。
We observe God's holy days just like the Israelites, what they have done before the Lord.
不见得是上帝所喜爱的侍奉。
Perhaps this is not something can bring pleasure to the Lord.
如果我们这个人没有被建造起来,
if we ourselves haven't been built up,
我们的侍奉是肉体的侍奉,
all the service we offer is the result of carnal ability.
如果我们按照我们的思想,我们的想法来侍奉,
if we serve according to our own mind,
我们以为我们侍奉上帝,
we thought we were serving the Lord. And actually, we are served in, as our own idol.
在西乃山下面所参这件事情,
the, what had happened by the foot of the Mount Sinai
是一个悲剧,
it is a tragedy.
是上帝在这件事上要教导后历代历史的基督徒,
it is a lesson God wants to show for the generations to come.
我们不能停在只被得救。
We cannot stop of being satisfied of just being saved.
我们不能停在我们不认识上帝。
We cannot stay at a stage that we have no idea who God is.
我们不能停在我们只满足于在布道领会里面举手。
We shouldn't be satisfied of being converted in an evangelical meeting.
我们不能只有停在我们永远是在开端信仰的开端。
We cannot be satisfied and we continue to be the to be an infant believer.
如果那样的话,
if we are like that, we are no different from the Israelites here.
自己欺骗自己,
we are deceiving ourselves because we have no idea who God is. Go to the next slide, please.
还好在以色列当中有一个人，他是知道神。
And fortunately, there is one person who knows God in the tribe of Israel.
神经过这件事情的时候告诉摩西,我还是祝福你。
And after this incident, God continued and reminded Moses, I will continue to bless you.
因着亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的应许。
Because the promise I have made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm going to give this land to you. I'm going to wipe out all the people who are possessing this land. The land flowing with milk and honey belongs to you. And yet, I won't go with you.
摩西说,
and Moses said,
你若不亲自和我同去, 就不要把我们从这里领上。
If you're not going with us, then please don't lead us to that land.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们敢不敢做这个祷告?
Are we daring to make such prayer?
如果没有上帝与我们同在,
if there is no presence of the Lord,
请你把祝福从我身上拿走,
please take away the blessing from us.
因为没有上帝的祝福是虚假。
Without the blessing of the Lord, everything is not real.
没有上帝的祝福,
if there is no blessing of the Lord, there is no testimony.
没有上帝的祝福,
if there is no blessing from the Lord, there is no glory.
摩西这样祈求,
but Moses prayed like this,
神应允他,
and God answered. We ask God's presence in the midst of
us.
We don't pray what world pray. Indeed, God can bless us.
上帝可以用他创造的世界，他可以将世界的财富、世界所有荣华放在我们当中。
Yes, God can give all the creation of His the wealth and the riches and place before us.
但上帝的同在却世界上没有。
And yet the presence of the Lord is cannot be found in this world.
请看下一张。
Next slide.
So, chapter 25
is the very first time how God instructed them to build a tabernacle. And go through chapters
32, 33, and 34.
Until chapter 35. Once again, Moses went to the mountaintop, then received the tablet of the covenant of tablet the second time.
他等于把在会幕的怎么样建造这件事情再讲一次。
So he repeats the instruction of how to build a tabernacle the second time.
我第一次念这段经文的时候,
when the first time when I read this passage,
我还以为我搞错,
I thought I made a mistake.
我的圣经大家印错。
I thought there's a misprint in my Bible.
这不是几章以前才讲过吗?
Wasn't this a repeat of something I just read?
怎么这时候又在讲一次?
How come here it happens again?
其实这里看到神恩典。
And actually, we have seen the grace of the Lord here.
他给他们第二次机会。
God gave them the second chance.
第一次神启示给他们。
The first time God has revealed the revelation to them.
他把他们 怎么样侍奉上帝的心意启示在以色列当中？
Taught them how to serve the Lord, the will of His to the Israelite.
那这些以色列领受了启示，然后做他自己。
And once Israelites received the command, they continue on to their own way.
当离开了岔路，走一段时间又回来。
And now they went astray. Now they went back to the same original point. Once again, God repeats His command to them. So they have a second chance before the Lord. Brothers and sisters, do you have such experience?
好像几年前，当我们刚信主的时候，上帝向我说话。
It just seems like a few years ago, God spoke to us when we accept the Lord.
那时候我满心的火热，希望来服侍上帝。We
were burning with passion that we desired to serve the Lord.
我左思右思，好像上帝那时候真的帮助我来学会认识他。And
I feel at the time God truly helped me to know Him.
但是过了一段时间。And
yet sometimes passed.
无论是我的工作。No
matter regarding to my job.
我的家庭。
My family.
我的婚姻。
My marriage.
好的事情,
something good.
坏的事情,
something bad.
过几年孩子出生了,
later on, my children were born.
重担增加了,
I carry more weight on my shoulder.
我渐渐忘记了,
I gradually lose the passion I had.
我走的路是跟世界上的一样的,
I went on to the way which is no different from the world.
我忘记了，我跟上帝没有关系。
I forgot about God. There was no relationship with the Lord.
以色列人就是这样子。
It is the same to the Israelites.
他们看到上帝的大能。
They have seen the mighty work of the Lord.
他们看到上帝对他们的启示。
They have heard the revelation and the command from the Lord.
他们有第一手的经验。
They have the first-hand experience.
就像你我。
Just like you and I.
对主耶稣基督的救恩和爱有第一手的经历。We
do have the first-hand experience of the love and salvation of our Lord
但是稀奇的是,
Jesus Christ.
稀奇的是,
amazingly,
我们对神有第一手的经验, 我们却可以轻易地离开他。
Even though we have the first-hand experience, and yet we still depart from the Lord.
我可以想象,
I can imagine.
有千万的天使在看看以色列的作为。
There are thousands upon thousands of angels who were watching the behavior of the Israelites. At the same time, they were watching the Christians in the church.
And
they wonder why we lose our relationship with the Lord so quickly.
我一想想,这些天使,
I imagine all those angels probably were in awe and in disbelief.
这是最稀奇的事情。
This is something beyond logic.
这是在教会里面我们需要觉醒的一件事情。And
this needs to be awakened in the church.
神叫他们建会幕。
God asked them to build a tabernacle.
不但是启示他，打开他自己的心意。
Not only reveal and initiate his plan to the Israelites.
而且要希望人跟他的圣洁有份,
and so that people can take a part of his holiness,
跟他一起经历他自己在人间当中的心意,
so that they can experience his will on the earth,
让人能够跟随他,
so that people can follow him.
启示是神告诉我们应该走哪条路,
Revelation means a direction for people to follow.
当第二次的建造的时候,
the second time is the time of now people walk on the path God has instructed them.
所以在这土上左边跟右边,
and therefore, this picture, it seems like the what had mentioned before from chapter 25 to 31, verse, what had mentioned in chapter 35 to 40, they look alike. The translator had made it more clear. It seems like they are alike. And yet, on the left is the revelation from the Lord. On the right is the involvement of the people. If we only receive the revelation, it is empty. God did not receive anything. Same to us.
神如果启示我,
if God has already revealed the truth and revelation to us, if we don't follow, and on the way to allow God to edify and build us, then everything is in vain.
我们没有在神救恩里面达到他要在我们生命里面做的工作。
We don't partake the work God intended through the salvation.
好，请下一张。
Next one.
会幕的建造, 会幕是为了什么?
So what is the purpose of building the tabernacle?
会幕是要预备神与以色列人相会的。
Tabernacle is a place being prepared for the Israelites to meet God.
所以他说我要在那里与你相会。
And therefore God said, I'm going to meet you in the tabernacle.
又要在法柜施恩座的两个基督徒中间和你说我要吩咐你传给以色列人一切事情。
I'm going to voice my command on the mercy seat between two cherubims to tell you what to do.
这是对摩西说的。
And this is the word to Moses.
也是对所有服侍人说的。
And also the same word to all people who serve the Lord.
他要在他面前跟他相遇。
He wants us to meet before him.
他要怎么说?
And he is going to talk to us.
下一章。
Next slide.
不但跟服侍人，不但跟摩西相会。
Not only people who serve the Lord will meet.
他说我要在那里与以色列人相会。
And God said, I'm also going to meet with Israelites. Because of my glory, the tabernacle will be set apart. I'm going to sanctify the altar and the tabernacle.
使亚伦和他的儿子成圣。
So, Aaron and his sons will be sanctified.
供我做祭司的职分。
So they can become priests.
我要住在以色列人中间，做他们神。
I'm going to dwell among them. I'm the Lord their God.
他们必知道我是耶和华他们的神。
They will know I'm the Lord their God.
是叫他们从埃及地里出来。
Who brought them out of Egypt?
我要住在他们中间。
So that I may dwell among them.
我是耶和华他们的神。
I am the Lord their God.
所以神要告诉我们，会幕要告诉我们一件事情。
So the message of the tabernacle is trying to tell us，
他是以色列的上帝。
That he is the God of Israelite，
他是拯救以色列的神。
He is the God who saves and redeems Israelite，
他要住在以色列上。
That he is going to dwell among them，
其实会幕这个意思就是住在当中的意思。
The meaning of tabernacle is to live among people。
在会幕当中，以色列学会认识上帝的圣洁。
So in the building of tabernacle, people learn the holiness of the Lord.
当他回来第二次，神交托给他们会幕的建造的时候，第一件事情。
When the second time God instructed how to build the tabernacle,
是要他们守安息日。
God asked them to observe the Sabbath.
所以在当法版再一次回到以色列当中的时候，是一个新的开始。
So once again, when the covenant of covenant were once again in the presence of the people,
害怕重视的第一件事情是重视神的圣洁。
The first thing God wants to remind His people is to remind them the holiness of the Lord.
凡是这一天如果不守安息日的话，
Whoever does not observe the Sabbath day,
他们就要把他刺死。
They will be put to death.
哦，这未免太严重。
It sounds so serious.
太严重。
It's way over serious.
为什么不守安息日就要刺死？
What is the big deal that whoever does not observe Sabbath should put to death?
代表了一个原则。
And actually, it manifests a principle.
我们跟上帝的关系当中。
In our relationship with the Lord,
有一块是没有人可以取代。
There is a section of the relationship cannot be replaced.
那个是圣。
That is being sanctified.
是圣洁。
It is holy.
我们生命里面很多地方是圣洁。
There are many compartments in our life should be sanctified.
跟上帝的关系。
The most important portion is our relationship with God.
所以上帝用约来。
And therefore, God uses His covenant to define and confine this holiness.
同样在人生的其他地方，很多地方也是上帝要我们圣洁。
In the same way, God wants us to be holy in many areas of our life and to set them apart.
夫妻之间的关系是圣洁。
The relationship between husband and wife, the marriage itself, should be holy.
是没有其他的事情，没有其他的人可以取代。
There's none others can replace this of the relationship.
所以夫妻之间好像上帝跟他百姓一样是必须信实的。
And therefore, husband and wife must keep their faithfulness to one another, just like how God being faithful to his people.
所以保罗说，床不可污秽，人人都要尊重。
And therefore, Paul reminds us that we cannot contaminate the bed. Of marriage, that everyone should observe the holiness of the marriage bed.
他讲的是上帝定所定的夫妻定规的夫妻之间圣洁的关系。
And this is the sanctified relationship God has designed for us.
所以夫妻之间的关系都是圣洁，灵魂。
And therefore,
感情，我们的身体。
And therefore, the relationship between a husband and a man and a woman must be sanctified all the way from spirit, from mind, from body.
所以保罗说，你的身体已经不是属于你的。
And therefore, Paul told us, our body no longer belongs to ourselves.
当我们进入这样的关系，圣洁的关系里面，我已经不是我的。
And once we enter the relationship of holiness, I'm no longer myself.
我的生命，我的身体，我的全人，是在这样的关系里面交托给对方。
I have given myself, my whole body, my whole person to another party in such relationship.
所以上帝定安息日。
And therefore God set the Sabbath day.
所以上帝定夫妻之间的关系。
And in the same way, God has set the marriage relationship between a man and a woman.
我这样提到夫妻，因为最近实在太多的讨论有关同性的。
The reason why I mentioned marriage because there were so many talks about homosexual relationship nowadays.
现在我的孩子是在这个时代里面受到很多很多冲击。
And now our children have been greatly impacted by the world today.
让我们从神的圣经里面来重新思考我们所面对的一些问题。
We must return back to the Lord, back to His holiness.To reflect, to understand what we are seeing today.
如果神设立的夫妻关系，神设立的性是圣洁。
If God has set a marriage relationship, God has set the sex relationship as holy.
我们就没有权利去违反。
Then we have no right to violate the principle.
请看下一张。
Next slide, please.
在会幕的建造里面，以色列人学会了怎么样奉献。
In the building of tabernacle, Israelites learned how to serve.
不但是
and offer,
不但是金钱的奉献，还包括才干的奉献。
Now offer their financial possession, but also offer their ability.
我常觉得
，I feel often,
教会的弟兄姐妹不是不愿意。
It's not that we have no desire to serve in the church.
而是教会应该提供机会要挑战弟兄姐妹的事。
But rather the church should provide channels for brothers and sisters to have opportunities to serve.
无论是奉献
No matter regarding to the financial offering or different ministries.
教会要做的领袖的责任
The responsibility of a leader in the church.
是让教会里面
So all the treasures can be revealed in the church.
我一直觉得教会里面许许多多的宝贝藏在各处。
I often feel there are many treasures being hidden in the church.
除非我们有神帮助。
Unless we have help from the Lord.
盼望弟兄姐妹服侍的心。
To stir up the passion and desire of serving.
让彼此
的彼此
彼此的服侍。
So that we can serve one another.
那我们当中神的宝贝神的恩赐能够被显出来
So the treasures among the congregation can be revealed
圣灵的恩赐是要显明神的荣耀
So the gift from the Holy Spirit is to reveal the glory of the Lord
以色列人在这段时间里面他经历很戏剧化的事情
They have been through dramatic experiencesThis passage here.
他们在几个月当中经历了神拯救他们经外出来的。
In a period of a few months, they experienced how God had rescued them out of Egypt.
神带领他们脱离埃及的追兵，经过了红海，把红海分开了，经过了红海。
God has rescued them out of the army of Israelites, helped them to go through Red Sea.
神带领他们。
God led them.
他们在神的带领里面失败。
Through the leading of the Lord, they failed.
甚至他们当中很多的人死掉。
And many people died because of it.
当在第二次机会还服侍神的时候
，When they have the second chance to serve the Lord,
他知道他们可能没有再次的机会。
They know they may not have the second chance.
所以他们把自己都摆上。
And therefore they offer their whole body.
因为他们知道他们这一生如果错过这次机会，以后没有别的机会。
Because they know if they miss this opportunity again, they may not have a second chance.
像莫迪改对以斯帖讲
，Just like what Mordecai said to Esther.
你这一生
，Your life,
神预备了
，God has prepared you.
就在这个时候
，And now is the time.
所以这群人，他们就神呼召他们，他们就出来服事。
And therefore, those people were called by God, and they came out to serve the Lord.
以色列人因为要建会幕，他甘心的把礼物献出来。
For the sake of building the tabernacle, all the Israelites willingly to offer all their financial possessions.
我想有点看下一章，对不起。
Next one.
对，奉献，有点奉献。他们把他们的所有的东西都拿出来。
So they offer their financial possession.
所以直到地，摩西说：“你不要再奉献了。”
To a point, Moses said, "This is enough. You no longer need to bring those precious article over."
他说：“无论谁，不要再奉献了，因为我们够了，够了。”
And no matter who, stop bringing your gift over.
所以奉献，他们恩典是上天下来，还有。
So from this we have seen the abundant blessing being poured out from top to bottom, and even have more than enough.
这是非常美的事情。This
is beautiful picture.
好，看上一张，对不起。来上一张。他们在会幕当中学会建造当中学会怎么样彼此的同工。And
through the building, they learn how to work with one another.
在这里面说，在出埃及记说，凡是有聪明智慧的，凡是被圣灵充满的，神就把它制造出来来做会幕的工作。So
all the skilled craftsmen who were doing all the work on the sanctuary, that God called them out.
我们看到有思想的，有创造性的。We
find out those people who are intelligent, they are mindful.
他们比较有自己的想法。They
do have their own ideas.
他们想要彰显自己的风格。
They want to express their own ability.
他们显露自己的才华。
They want to show off their ability.
所以我们在教会里面。
And therefore in the church.
我们常常会有一个两难的问题。
So we oftentimes we face a hard and rock cliff.
我们是要找真的看到有才干的。
Whether we are seeking for those who are able.
还是找没有才干但是顺服上帝的。Or
finding those who has no ability and yet have a heart to serve the Lord.
我们常常都知道我们要找顺服上帝。Oftentimes
we know full well that we should seek those who has obedient heart to the Lord.
可是当我们在做事的时候就找了才干。And
however, when we actually do the ministry, oftentimes we pick those who are able.
其实两个并没有冲突。And
actually, they don't contradict one another.
我们每一个人借着上帝给我们才干，我们发挥在主里面的服事。
All of us can use the gift given from the Lord, and we serve in His house.
同时操练我们自己顺服在神的面前。And
also discipline ourselves to obey and submit to the Lord.
顺服一切神的引导。To
submit the leading of the Lord.
安排
arrangement
定规
the principle.
让我们知道怎样彼此互相的接纳。
So we know how to accept one another.
让我们一起在主里面能够建造一个荣耀的教会。So
that we may come before the Lord to build a house that's pleasing to the Lord.
所以这群人，他们都是有才干。So
we can see there were a group of people who are very capable.
但是他们接下建造会幕的那一刻开始，他们就绝对的顺服神的带领。
And at the moment when they are ready to build the tabernacle, they turn their heart and submit to the Lord totally.
好，请看下一张。
Two slides down.
这段经文其实刚开始的时候我给你们的经文。
And actually, this is the passage I gave you initially.
其实这段经文是当会幕被建造完成的时候。
And this is the description when the tabernacle was finished.
第二年的正月初一的时候，他们把会幕立起来。The
tabernacle was set up on the first day of the first month in the second year.
然后把所有的事情都把它，所有的东西都把它安放。And
everything and every article was put in order.
我放了红字在上面。So
I have marked something in red.
照耶和华所吩咐他。As
the Lord commanded Moses.
每一件事情都是照耶和华所吩咐他。And
every instruction was following with the word as the Lord commanded Moses.
直到第33节。Until
verse 33.
在帐幕和坛的四周立了院。So
Moses set up the courtyard around the tabernacle in order, put up the curtain at the entrance of the courtyard.
把院子的门帘挂上。
So put a curtain around the courtyard.
这样就完了工。
Then he finished the work.
这是一个见证。
This is a testimony.
当我们在神的面前，按照神所吩咐的，做完他每一件事情。
When we come before the Lord and finish every single instruction He has asked us to do,
这就是见证。
This is the testimony.
无论大事
，no matter something big，
还是小事
，or something small，
凡是神交付的，我们就把忠心的把它做。
As long as it has been commanded by the Lord, we finish them faithfully.
当每个弟兄姐妹都这样忠心的将神交办的事情一件一件的做完。
When every single brother and sister we come before the Lord and finish every command God asked us to do,
你会发现我们竟然有一个这么荣耀的教会。
Then you will soon realize we do have a very glorious church.
每个人好像在吃一块布里面的一小块。
Everyone is trying to make up a single cloth in the entire tapestry.
当我们在吃的时候，我们看不到它多美。
While we were making this big cloth, we couldn't tell the beauty of it.
所以当我们做完了，每一个把我们应该做的做完了。
However, once we have finished what we are supposed to do,
我们回头来看
，and we turn back，
我们站远远的看
，but we stand far away and watch，
是这么美丽、丰富、荣耀的一幅画。
And we will see abundant and beautiful picture.
这是神要在我们人生当中的计划。
And this is the plan God has ordained in our life.
我们是大计划的一部分。
We are a part of His big plan.
保罗说我们要进到荣耀里。
Paul said we need to enter the glory.
不是有一个荣耀的地方让我们进去。
He's not saying there's a place.Which is glory and ask us to go to that physical place.
而是神从荣耀里出来，进到我们当中。
But what is God reveal Himself out of glory and we enter His glory?
我们在荣耀里面，因着光得见光。
In that glory, because of light, we see light.
我们求神帮，让我们在荣耀里面，我们的生命能够转换的像他。
May our life be transformed in this glorious light.
不是我们从黑暗里面进到荣耀里面，不是。
It's not we are stepping from darkness into glory.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
你我已在荣耀。
We are already in the glory.
因为神的帐幕在里面。
Because His tabernacle is on the earth now.
剩下的是我们的问题。
The rest is up to us.
是我们的责任。
It is our responsibility.
我们责任不单是为我们。
Our responsibility is not just for us.
也是为这世代旁边这么多不认识神的人。
It's also for the people who do not know God.
他们需要看见见证。
They need to see. They need the testimony.
他需要看见从我们这些软弱的器皿当中能看到神的荣耀。
They want to see the glory of God through our weak vessel.
我们下一代需要。
Our next generation, they need us.
我要看很多年轻人。
I've seen many young people here.
他们需要看到我们顺服在神的面前，让神的荣耀在我们这些软弱的器皿身上显出。
They want to see the testimony of how God used us as the weak vessel to manifest God's glory.
神的心意是在每一个人身上能够显出他的荣耀。
It is God's will to manifest His glory through every single one of us.
我是一个练工程的人。
I'm a person who studies engineering.
这个逻辑
The logic.
我一点都想不通。
I couldn't sense it.
当我要造一个好东西的时候
When I'm about to build something good,
我会找好的材料。
I will pick good material.
我会用好的制程。
I will go through a good process.
我会确定在所有的过程当中每一步都照着我的计划来走。
And I want to make sure every single step will follow my initial plan closely.
神不是像我这样的。
And yet, this is not God's idea.
神用最不好的材料。
God used the worst material.
神用失败的制程。
God used a filling material
to pull straight,
to break.
甚至很多是应该被淘汰。
And some of them should be get rid of.
在这过程里面
through the process,
应该被丢掉。
It should be thrown away.
但是神用这些破败的材料。
And yet God used those broken material.
用破败的制材。
Use those broken process.
要成就这荣耀的材料。
To establish a glorious product.
这是我不能理解。
This is something I couldn't comprehend.
以后我问他。
Perhaps I want to ask him in the future.
请看下一张。
The next one.
当会幕建好之后。
When the tabernacle is finished.
云彩遮盖会幕。
The cloud covered tabernacle.
耶和华的荣光就充满会幕。
And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
甚至摩西都不能进去。
Even to a point, Moses couldn't enter the tabernacle.
因为耶和华的荣光充满了。
Because the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
你盼望吗？
Do you have such desire?
你盼望我们的教会是这样的一个教会。
Do you desire our church is like that?
每次到我们聚在一起的时候
，Whenever we gather here together，
我们都感受到神荣耀在我们当中。
We feel the glory of the Lord in the midst of us。
记不记得第十个灾是什么
？Do you still remember the tenth plague？
第十个灾对埃及人的第十个灾。
Do you remember the tenth plague？
是黑暗的灾。
It's the plague of darkness。
在出埃及记里面说那个黑暗极其的大
it was described the darkness was so great
甚至好像摸得到
even to a point you can touch it
第十一个灾 第九个灾我刚讲第九个灾
sorry what I mentioned was the ninth plague
第十个灾就是杀长子的灾
the tenth plague is the killing of the firstborn
这里我们看到不是黑暗
But see, what we see here is not darkness.
我们可以看到神的荣耀。
But we see the glory of the Lord.
甚至摩西想要进去，不但是摸着，好像不一样，摩西进去。
It seems like there was something solid to a point that Moses couldn't enter tabernacle.
我真巴不得有这样的经验。
I truly desire to have such experience.
这应该是可得的经验。
This is something.That should be obtainable.
那神就住在我们当中。
May God dwell among us.
那我们能够顺服在他面前。
May we submit before him.
当摩西看到这件事情的时候
，When Moses observed what has happened，
我想到他一定想到他在一年多以前。
I bet he must tell himself what had happened a year ago.
他第一次面对面跟耶和华见面的时候。
The very first time when he faced God face to face.
那是在荆棘里面。
And it was in a burning bush.
他看到荆棘被火烧，但是烧不坏。
He has seen the burning bush, and yet the bush was not consumed.
神在他面前显出荣耀。
God has revealed his glory before Moses.
神的荣耀却充满了爱。
And yet there's love filled in his glory.
他的荣耀不要他自己独享。
He does not want to enjoy the glory himself alone.
他荣耀是所爱的百姓来分享。
But rather he wants to share the glory to his people.
他的百姓纵然像荆棘一样的脆弱，没有价值。
Though his people just like thorn, which carry no value.
但是当荣耀在他的百姓当中的时候，他的百姓就像烧着的荆棘。
And yet, when the glory is in the midst of the burning bush, his people just like become glorious, so glorious, and yet they were not consumed.
弟兄姐妹，这是神的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the glory of the Lord.
从三十六节开始，一直到最后，他说云彩就带给他。
From verse 36 and on,
夜间
talk about they were led by the cloud.
夜间云中带着火带着他们
So pillar of fire and the cloud led them on for the journey
在他们所行的路上都是如此
For all the way they walked it was like this
愿神 帮助。
May God help us.
在我们所行的路上都是这样。
For all the way we travel, we will experience such picture. And we pray.
主我们谢谢。
And Lord, we thank you.
你让我们能够经历。你让我们从罪恶死亡里面救拔出来。
You have rescued and led us out of our sin and death.
不但如此，你要像老鹰一样把我们拖住，归到你面前。
Not only that, you intend to carry us on eagle's wing to come before you.
你
want to transform us.
以至于你跟我们能够在永恒里面一同享受。
So that we may enjoy the glory in the eternity.
让我们在荣耀里面经历亲密的关系。
May we experience intimate relationship in this glory.
孩子们，谢谢。
I as a child, I thank you.
感谢赞。
Thank you, Lord, and praise you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.